Justin.
What is Lebanon?
Yes.
Game Geographical for six, please.
Answer. Standing double. We're finding it way too early to do a whole lot of good. But Justin, you can risk up to 1,000.
I'll bet 1,000.
All right. Here's
fucking show off.
Island, whose name means big light, represents around 35% of the area of the Philippines.
What is Luzon?
Luzon, yes.
Fucking bullshit.
Well done.
Geographical for eight, please.
This Swiss lake is also known as the Lake of the Four Cantons. Deborah.
What is Lucerne?
Correct.
Geographical.
The ridge crest
of this
tallest Canadian mountain.
Turn this shit the fuck off, man. I'm tired of this goddamn fucking TV and shit. Fuck else is on. Sergeant, how you think I've been, man? I'm fucking retired. Yes, of course. Well, I'll get straight to the point then. We need you, Roy. Boy, didn't you fucking hear what I said? Get the fucking poo-poo out of here. I'm fucking retired. Now get the fuck off my property before I fuck your grandma. Roy, I'm serious. We're in trouble. 10 of our military midget scientists were kidnapped by some really weird white people. It's the work of North Korea, Roy. And they plan on forcing these military midget scientists to build a 300-square-foot bomb filled with cream cheese. Long story short, we need you to save them, Roy. Fuck, man, I told you I'm retired, man. You pay $20,000, Roy. Fuck it, I'm in. There, so-so. About 30 kilometers up. I'ma jump out. I got some parachute on. Hey, you're Ho-Ho Chan's cousin, right?
Oh, yes, sir, Nick Roy. My name is Ho-Ho Chan, and I am Ho-Ho Chan's cousin, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure now, because he's a good fella. He's a fucking weird pervert, but he's a good fella. All right, listen. Don't fuck my grandma while I'm going, please. Try hard to fucking fuck your grandma, and then I'll kill you. Sorry, it's good.
Oh, no, Rendick Roy, I will not fuck your grandma, no.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going. See you later!
fucking head. Oh, my fucking head. God damn. Oh, whose blood is this? Oh, it's my blood. God. Oh, it's all that. God. Yeah, that's right. That's what that was now. Fucking tree trunk. God damn, son of a bitch. I'm gonna put my fucking nose back in place, right? One, you can take it right neck rolling. One, two, three. Shit, son of a bitch! Oh, that hurt. Whew! Alright, damn. Whew. Where the fuck am I?
Redneck Roy, Buzz on mute.
Is that you? Over.
All right, Buzz on mute there.
Is that you? Over.
That's me. Over. I'm here. Over and out. 10-4. Not out. I'm just over. All right. Listen. I'm walking through the fucking jungles and shit. I'm trying to find some way to fucking get to where I'm going and shit. I'm looking for the enemy base camp, and I'm sure I'm close. I'm sure I'm fucking close. Hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Look at that. I'm fucking getting these people over here. Hold on. I'm going to go approach them and shit. Excuse me. How you doing, fellas? Yeah, listen, I'm Redneck Roy. I seem to be lost. Please don't point that at me. Yeah, I'm Redneck Roy, and I fell from the sky out of the helicopter, right? And I landed and I bust my face. Oh, please don't point that at me. No, No, I'm just looking for some help. I'm trying to find an enemy base camp. Oh, I'll take some of that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's mighty fine of you to offer me some reapers and shit. I mean, well, listen, I was just wondering, thank you, if you could just help me find where I'm looking to go. Sir, please don't point that at me. All right. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
After these messages, we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Vinny Bischetti, and I exterminate pretty much fucking everything. You got a big fucking rat crawling around somewhere in your house, and you're fucking terrified that thing's gonna bite you in your cazoo while you're sleeping. You gotta call me right away so I can kill that son of a bitch. Hey, I also catch and kill cats, dogs, hamsters, sea otters, bisons, walruses, wasps, and fucking hedgehogs. So if you're having trouble making dinner, because you got a fucking bison trying to eat your fucking dinner, you gotta call me. I'll put a fucking bullet in his head for the low price of $1,000 cash. And no fucking around, or I'll break your fucking head. So you wanna reach me, give me a call. 453-456-7899. And I'll take care of that thing for you.
Ever have a craving for a big, fat, juicy hamburger with enough grease to clog your arteries and cause you to have a heart attack right then and there on the spot? Well, here at Fat Donald's Burgers, we can make that happen. We make our burgers with a special kind of grease, one that's been sitting for about 5 years. And if that don't do the trick, try our week-old stale french fries. They look fresh, but they're not. And if you're thinking about joining our team, don't. We only pay $1.50 an hour and require you to work 60 hours a week in a 250-degree kitchen. It's just not worth it. So come by and have an absolutely horrible dinner that will probably kill you. Or at the very least, give you food poisoning. And that's always fun. Not responsible if you get food poisoning or any other bacteria-related disease. Fat Donald's Burgers. When you eat here, you're risking your life.
Now back to our show.
Redneck Roy, the bus bomb, do you copy? Over. Redneck Roy, the bus bomb, do you copy? Over.
Buzz bomb here. Redneck Roy, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm all right, man. Listen, I just had a conversation with myself in the middle of the fucking jungle, in the middle of the fucking night, and I don't know what fucking time it is because I don't got a fucking watch, but it's dark, that's all I can tell you, and it's a little bit scary. But I pulled myself together, I took myself aside, and I said, Redneck Roy, you got to fucking do this for your country. So we're going to do this, Buzz. We're going to get these midgets. We're going to save these fucking midgets. So listen now, I came upon this fucking elevator because I came upon a dead end. I didn't know what to fucking do and shit. So I just seen this fucking elevator and pressed the fucking button. Well, hold on. Oh, there you go. There it is. Riding on the elevator, yeah, yeah. Riding on the elevator, yeah, yeah. Riding on the elevator in the jungle, Thailand. Ain't that some weird fucking shit? Alright, what the... Alright, so... From what I can tell, Buzz, the fucking base camp, I can see it from here. It's about 30 kilometers away. There's a cabin here. I'm going to check it out real quick and see what's going on. See if maybe there's some guns or some rations or some shit. I'm fucking thirsty, then, son of a bitch. I'll move this sucking bitch out of the way. I just said sucking bitch. I meant to say son of a bitch. Oh, there's a fucking cot here and shit. Oh, there ain't no spiders. Buzz, you there? Copy.
Buzz to Roy, over.
Roy to Buzz, over. Listen, there's a little shed that I found right after I get off the elevator, and there's a boa reapers already packed up, which I'm assuming it was left either for me or someone else. Then they fucking died and or left it or something happened. But anyway, it don't matter because I got the reapers now. And base camp, enemy base camp, I can see it from here, Buzz. It's about 30 kilometers away. So after I get done fucking smoking these bills, reaper, I'm going to go on my journey, and I'm going to fucking find that base camp, and I'm going to save those fucking midget scientists, because it's what I do. I've been walking all fucking day. I'm tired of the motherfucker, man. What the fuck was that? Shit. Nice line. Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. I'm not playing. Please, Lion, don't bite my fucking Peter off. Please, Lion, don't bite my fucking Peter off. Stay very still. Stay very still. Fetal position. Fetal position. Oh, please don't bite my Peter off, Mr. Lion.
Naked midget, your boat's pulling up. Listen, I had a good time saving you. Although I'm never gonna fucking be able to get a hard Peter again after seeing your naked midget asses. But it's alright, cause this redneck Roy loves you. You go on and get the fuck out of here before I fuck all your grandmas and shit. Emotion. Fucking midgets, I won't miss them. Goddamn. I hear you, motherfucker. Stop tooting the fucking horn and shit. I won't miss you, stupid motherfucker. Hey, now what I say, stop fucking... Oh, what the hell, man? Ain't listening to me anyway. I fucking love you.
The following movie is rated R.
Tell you one central BLS engine, my location code 3. Battalion 1 Central, confirmed hazmat situation, my location. Start me a hazmat crew. Battalion 1 Central, it's dark out here. I need a light force, my location. Battalion 1 Central, we're going to go ahead and set up a landing zone. Can you please start med flight to this location? Battalion 1 Central, I'm going to need immediate police assistance at this location.
Los Angeles, going down in a major way, homie, we don't play.
Los Angeles,
gang fights, low rides, murder on my side.
Los Angeles,
we keep it cracking like my own.
Don't play, dodge a fitted on a cranium in case I let the text break. Definitely decorate you with a neck brace, hit you in the chest plate, split you to your chest cave. Hardcore bandieros looking for some action, we keep it active, just ask Chris Blatchford. Box 11 with a black 357, it's like the roulette table, but this is Smith & Wesson. Push the line back if you really want to do, and it's the land of the killers and the prostitutes. Motherfuckers turned out on that crystal myth, that's why we out and hit them with that Prop 36. By all means, that's it, might clear all 30 rounds just to make his back spin. Might step into the back. Feel the wrath, we fast when it comes to pulling strands.
It's our pleasure to be the first to welcome you to Los Angeles. This is the terminate point of Delta Flight 653. For your continued comfort and safety, as well as safety of others around you, please remain seated with your seatbelt securely fastened until the captain has brought the aircraft to the gate and has turned off the fastened seatbelt sign. It'll also be your first indication that it's safe to move about. Place all your personal belongings. Please exercise caution when opening the overhead bins. Thanks to have attended the shifter flight, and we wouldn't want you to fall out on you. If you're making any connections here in the Los Angeles area, please check with the uniform Delta agent meeting in flight for any assistance and information. On behalf of the entire flight crew, especially your four flight attendants from Los Angeles, we'd like to say it has been our pleasure serving you this evening. We hope in your future calls for travel, you will once again choose Delta. Have a wonderful evening. Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers out there. And it is now permissible to use your cell phones. Have a wonderful night.
Los Angeles. Finally, back again. Where's this motherfucker at, man? I hope this sumbitch ain't fucking late. It's always fucking late. Picking me the fuck up 2 hours after he's supposed to fucking be here and shit. I'll fuck his goddamn grandma. What in fucking tarnations?
Turn left!
It's me, Mama.
Well, come on, boy.
Come on what?
Come on in. I'm fixing some stew. I'm fixing up.
Oh, all right.
Now sit down here.
Well, I'm not really that hungry, Mama. I came back
for... I don't give a fuck if you're hungry or not. You sit your ass down for my stew.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been working this all goddamn day.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
All right, Mama. All right, Mama. Let me have it.
Don't start now.
I ain't started.
All right.
Listen here. The reason why I came to see you is because I need to get a hold of your friend, Bob Smith there.
What you need?
Or no, it's not Bob Smith. It's Bob Fisher. That's what his name is.
What do you need that boy for?
Well, I need to get a hold of him because he has information in the whereabouts of a fella that I'm looking for. Because I told you before, I'm trying to crack this case here, and I'm looking for these midget children. These are midget children now, Mama. I know they're midgets, but they're children. They're still kids, and they're being sex trafficked by...
Oh, my Lord.
Yep, they're being sex trafficked. So I got a Mexican cartel working with a local gang inside Los Angeles.
Oh, my Lord. I'd like to take all those motherfuckers and bang them over in a prison.
That's right. I'm telling you. Fucking right.
That's what I got to do.
You're doggone right. I fucking stick my fucking baseball bat up their fucking buttholes and they come out their fucking poop chutes.
You got that right.
Well, I'm gonna take my fucking knife and carve everyone and cut their fucking peters off, every one of them. That's what I'm fixing to do right now, Mama.
See, that's what they ought to goddamn do. They ought to cut that dick on off instead of putting them in prison and giving them 3 hots and a fucking cot for the rest of their fucking life. That's bullshit.
Well, I'm gonna do that, Mama. Don't you worry about that. That's what I'm fixing to do. That's why I got to go ahead and hold your friend there, because he can get the information. He has information on the whereabouts of a feller that I need to locate, because this feller I need to locate, okay, can give me information that can lead me to where these young kids are being held. So it's very, very important.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this, Mama.
Oh,
when I find these motherfuckers,
understand.
I'm going to fucking kill them. I'm going to chop their peters off.
Hold on. I got to go see what I was doing, because I put my book down this morning, and I don't know where it is. Hold on.
Oh, Mama, the stove is burning. Mama, get the stove.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man, there's a fire.
Lord.
Oh, shit, there's a fire. Mama, get back. Hold on.
Jesus.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Mr.
Let me get the fucking water to put it out. Hold on. Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Get back, fire. Oh, goddammit. Hold on, I got it under control. Hold on, I got it.
Hold on, it's going down.
All right, it's out.
Now, what the fuck
Mama,
you
can't put
that
your book
thing?
Down no more.
You made the mess.
I made the mess. You started the fire. You put your book down in the doggone stove.
Well, shit, I didn't know.
Mama, you got to stop smoking so many reefers.
Oh, come on now. You're picking on me, boy. Now, just wait on here, boy. I'm getting this stew, this squirrel stew for you, and I'm bringing it over.
All right. Thank you, Mama. It looks nasty, Mama.
What? What the hell are you saying, boy? You've been eating this shit since you was a youngin'. Don't be giving me that shit no more. I'll hit you upside your fucking head.
Goddamn, Mama. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna go get that number for you. Now you sit here and you eat what I gave you.
Yes, Mama. Fuck this shit. I'm gonna fucking pizza bagel. I'm her mama. She'll always love me.
Oh, shit. Fuck this, Mama. Give me this, man.
What the fuck's wrong with you, boy? I told you I'm coming out.
Oh, Mama. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to eat your pizza bagel.
God damn it. You eat me out of house at home.
Let's go, Mama. God damn.
Well, I told you, nobody ever gonna cook for you like Mama does.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Yeah, Mama. Hey, I love you. But I got to fucking go. I need that number, and I got to get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, now.
Thank you very much. Listen.
Now,
Well, I love you. You have a good night. Thank you for the fucking pizza bagel.
Okay.
Help! The train kill me! Oh.
All right, boys, stand back. Let Redneck Roy handle this shit. I'm a fucking black belt in fucking taekwondo. Come on, boys, come and get some. That's right. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Right. That's what I'm talking about. You better get some of this shit. I'm Redneck fucking grandma. That's right. Come on, put my fucker. What you doing, boy? What you doing? Oh, you ain't doing shit now. Damn.
You got fucked up.
Nice to meet ya. I'm Jimmy Mac.
Jimmy Mac. Oh, Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? Well, nice to meet you, man. I'm Redneck Roy. You would you like a puff of the reefers?
Won't we get in trouble, though?
No, man. This is fucking hot with butterfly. What the fuck are you talking about? They don't give you shit around this around here parts. Go ahead, take a puff of the reefers. Enjoy, man.
All right, thanks.
So, Mr. Jimmy Mac, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York, huh? Well, shit, man. Fuck brought you all the way out here to California, eh?
Well, I'm trying to make music and be a DJ, man.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good shit, man. You got a dream. You got to have a dream or else what the fuck is worth living, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that, man. So what the fuck's going on with you and these fellas here trying to fucking fuck you up and shit?
Well, it all started at the club. And, well, basically, I was trying to, you know, doing my thing, playing some EDM. These three guys walk up. They're like, yo, man. Could you play such and such? I'm like, all right, sure, but I gotta wait because I don't want to like mix in do another song and see if it doesn't like fit in. And then these guys weren't tired of waiting, and so they pulled a gun at me, and I decided to duck, and they like missed hitting me, and I sneakily ran out of the club and ran down the street.
Damn, boy, sounds like you got yourself here a situation.
Damn right.
Well, you got yourself a place to stay tonight.
Nope.
Well, neither do I. But I heard they got these lawn chairs with these big-ass fluffy fucking cushions up at back at the Lowe's Hotel on the beach. You just got to be careful your fucking wallet. You might want to put them down your fucking pants and your trousers because they got these fucking homeless people they call sand crabs and shit. And they like to steal shit. You know what I mean? They'll fucking go in your pockets and steal your shit. So you got to be careful.
All right, but I ain't putting it down my fucking underwear. That's not happening.
That's where you got to put it, man. It's the one place they ain't going to go. If you don't want to lose your fucking wallet and your fucking money, I suggest you put it in your fucking crotch area, in your fucking right
fine,
under your fucking ball sack.
Fucking fine.
You put that
put
in your
in
butt crack,
fucking...
you'll be all right. Take it
fine,
in your butt crack.
I'll do that, but you owe me.
I don't owe you shit, man. You owe me for fucking giving you the advice. So you wake up in the morning, you still have your fucking money in your wallet. Shit,
all
man.
Right.
Redneck Roy, give it advice, man. Sorry, it's too. Now fuck your grandma.
Hey, you took my toy! Oh, it's right! You took my toy!
Hey, children! Hey, children! Hey, little children! Listen, I'm Redneck Roy. Well, you shouldn't be arguing. What you arguing about now? This life ain't worth arguing.
He took my toy!
Oh. All right, listen. You can't worry about who had who toy, what had what toy first. What you got to realize is that sometimes in life you're going to deal with Swiss grapes. But the situation might come to this. What if you don't have Swiss grapes? Then what are you going to do? You going to argue about it?
No.
No, that's right. Now, you got to share and share alike. You got to appreciate what you have. Whether you have Swiss grapes, or you just covered in poo-poo. It doesn't matter. What matters is you're alive, and what matters is that you're going to share with each other and be a positive role model on your brothers and sisters. Am I right? Can I get amen, praise Jesus? Amen.
Amen.
Amen, praise Jesus.
It's mine.
No, it's not yours. Listen, you say amen, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
amen,
Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
All right. That's what I like to hear. What the dog on hill? You know who I am, Capro? No, I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm fucking Redneck Roy. I'll fuck you. Shut the fuck up, Bruce. Before I fucking kill you. How are you looking for me? Don't look for me. Because if you find me, my friend, good boy. Listen, I feel good today. I got some pussy 10 minutes ago, so I let you live. But if you come back to my country, if you come back to Mexico, put you in a fucking bag and I throw you in the fucking river after I chop your body up to bits. Comprende? Vámonos! I'm gonna die. Mama! I need my mama! God damn, Mama, when she's here, I'm gonna die. I can't do it. I need your help, Mama. I gotta call you. I'm not gonna phone this yet. Phone ready yet. Call you. God damn, what's your fucking number? Oh, here it is. Motherfucking phone ain't ringing. Ah, shit, it's fucking dead. Son of a bitch. Fucking shit. Fuck, man, what am I gonna do? Shit. Son of a bitch. Motherfucking bullshit. I got it! Come on. Fucking answer, Vinny. Answer, motherfucker. Hello? Vinny? Redneck? Hey, what's up, kid? What the fuck you doing? Hey, man, listen, I don't got time for that bullshit. Love you too, brother. Listen, I need your help, brother. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Praise Jesus, I need my mama. Whoa, Redneck, calm the fuck down. What's going on? Talk to me. I'll fucking help you out. Man, I don't know what happened. Let me tell you what happened. I'm in Los Angeles, man. I got on this fucking mission, man. I had to save the children. I got to do it for the children, man. These are fucking millions, but they're kids. I don't know what fuck I'm doing, but I'm doing it. I'm out here in Los Angeles, man. I get fucking chased by fucking homosexual Mexican gangbangers. And fucking my friend died and got a car accident. I lived and fuck shit, man. And then I don't know what fuck happened. I fucking ran into a banana and fucking tried to chase me. And then I met a fucking couple other people and they tried to kill me. And now I don't know what the fuck's going on. I got kidnapped and I was told by the fucking drug the cartel they're not fucking certain fucking business and to go to fuck home. And if I don't go to fuck home, he's going to fucking chop my fucking ears off and chop my fucking peter off and he's going to chop my body up and put me in a fucking bag and put me in the ocean. I don't want to fucking die. Whoa, Redneck, calm the fuck down. Listen, wait for a phone call. All right, 5 minutes. Vinny, hold on. Hello? God damn. All right, 5 minutes. I'm hungry. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Oh, shit, man. I haven't seen one of these in fucking years. Hello? Go to payphone on 42nd Street in Columbia Boulevard. Hello? Hello? Fuck, goddamn. 42nd Street in Columbia Boulevard. Where's that? 4th Street in Columbia Boulevard. 42nd Street. 44th Street in Columbia Boulevard. That's what he said. No, he didn't say 4th Street. He said 4th Street. Wait a minute. Fuck, man. He said 47th Street. God damn, holy shit. What the fuck did he say? I don't want to die, precious. What did... Oh, shit. God damn. 44th Street. Precious, where are you? Where are you? What the fuck? Oh. What the fuck? What is this? Oh, go to the bathroom. Oh, man, I feel good. I drank all that Pepsi. That's some soda duty. Oh. Hold on. Oh. Yep. There you go. Oh. In the restaurant across the street. God damn. I guess I should have fucking looked at that before I fucking tinkered on myself. I'm in the doggone bathroom. I don't see a doggone fucking thing. Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck is that? Okay. Let's go to war, motherfuckers. Time to get those fucking midget kids back.
After these messages, we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Ever have a craving for a big, fat, juicy hamburger with enough grease to clog your arteries and cause you to have a heart attack right then and there on the spot? Well, here at Fat Donald's Burgers, we can make that happen. We make our burgers with a special kind of grease, one that's been sitting for about 5 years. And if that don't do the trick, try our week-old stale french fries. They look fresh, but they're not. And if you're thinking about joining our team, don't. We only pay $1.50 an hour and require you to work 60 hours a week in a 250-degree kitchen. It's just not worth it. So come by and have an absolutely horrible dinner that will probably kill you. Or at the very least, give you food poisoning. And that's always fun. Not responsible if you get food poisoning or any other bacteria-related disease. Fat Donald's Burgers. When you eat here, you're risking your life.
Ah. I'm fired by bitches turning low. Got caught with an ounce more crack cocaine, regular cocaine, heroin, prescription pills, and you just got a bunch of little boys and girls hidden in your basement. If so, don't you worry, because I can help. Call me, fired by bitches turning low. I can get anyone off. I also have an after-hour special hotline for emergencies only. You just leave a message from my receptionist, and she'll call you back with a time and a very shady and conspicuous place to meet. Let it be known that she'll be the one meeting you, not me. Also, can get your green cards, sneak your family and friends into the country in three different ways. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, you get 10% off your first consultation. Not responsible if you get caught or killed by the feds in any way, shape, or form. So call me, Barry Barbitch, it's Attorney Law. 515-525-5584. That number again is 515-525-5584. Barry Barbitch, it's Attorney Law. I can get anyone off.
Now back to our show.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I'm Redneck Roy. How you doing tonight? How you doing? All right, just loving it. Hey, what you say, you ladies come for a ride with Redneck Roy and we go cruising, man? What you say now? What you say?
Chino G, Big Also, Big Jazz, Little Minor, homie.
The big boys in the building, that's set, so hit the panic button. Charlie broke, Campaneros, so we should get something. We specialize in devouring amongst our foes. So got your eyes, cross your teeth.
Fucking shit, I hope he's fucking home. Goddamn son of a bitch. My fucking back hurts, my fucking legs hurt. Goddamn it.
Myself into trouble. Matter of fact, well, listen, that thing last time wasn't my fault. You got to understand that, all right? I fucking told that motherfucker to fucking take your car and park it in the fucking parking lot on the first fucking floor, all right? I did not tell him to drive that son of a bitch to the top fucking floor, and I certainly didn't fucking tell him to try to park close to the edge as he could. Your car fell off and shit. That wasn't my fault. I want you to understand that now.
All right. I try to understand that, but that shit wasn't funny, man.
I know, man. It wasn't supposed to be funny, man. And you know what I mean? I just had fucking, gave him instructions to do. This is what happens when you trust a fucking retard, man, that fucks his mom in the fucking butthole. You know what I mean? But anyway, reason why I'm here is I need some help, man. I got me a situation.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
The intel that I got is this cartel was working with a local street gang in Los Angeles. There's a cartel from Mexico working with a local street gang in Los Angeles, and this is where your part comes in, feller. All right? I know you used to run with the fucking poo-poo gang off of fucking 4th Street and Bench. So you need to contact one of your fucking fellow gangbangers there, friends, and you need to tell them the situation is, see, I need an inside. I need to find out where they're holding these midgets. All right, that's the gist of it. I can take care of the rest, but I am going to need you to come with me on the fucking, on the mission when we go and fucking rescue them, because I can't do this shit by myself now. You know what happened?
All right, Roy, I understand. You can get my help. I only do it for you.
I appreciate it, fella. I appreciate it. Because you know what the fuck happened when I tried to save them naked midgets in fucking Thailand. I almost got killed and shit. I needed somebody with me. I tried to call Buzz Bomb, and he wasn't fucking hearing it. He wasn't trying. He was fucking sissy boy. He probably has a fucking Johnners and no Peter. That's my fucking buddy on all, but I don't know. He's just not a gangbanger. You're a hardcore motherfucker, man. So I say, look, let me call my buddy Charlie up, and I know he can take care of this for me. I know he can help me. So that's what we're going to do, man. What do you think about that, man?
I am totally down to do it, and I will go gather up a group of men tonight.
You want to go get some fried fucking chicken?
Yeah, man, let's go do that. I could go in, you know, no, waffles and fried chicken. Damn, Renick, slow down. You're going to choke on your chicken.
I'm hungry as some bitch, man. I haven't fucking ate in fucking 6 hours. Wait, 8 fucking hours ago.
Damn, man. I've never seen anybody eat that quickly. Oh, my God.
I'm the fucking redneck. I can eat pussy faster than this. All right. Now, let's get down to fucking business. That's some good rugged juice. That fucking cup. Mess, the fucking cup is leaking. Can you get me a new cup? All right. Because I fucking said so. Fuck, hurry your ass up for our fucking grandma. God damn, that chicken was good as a motherfucker, man. I think I gave me about 5 fucking pounds.
Are you sure you were able to taste it? You wolfed down that chicken faster than a Rottweiler that hasn't eaten in a week.
Hell yeah, I was able to taste that chicken. That was gooder than a motherfucker. I'll be tasting that chicken for another fucking week.
I got a friend of mine. We should go see him. I think he could help us.
Well, where the fuck does he live?
He lives in Compton.
I'm coming straight out of Compton.
He ain't playing, homie. These niggas will pluck your ass in a heartbeat. These niggas carrying military meat now. Niggas went from deuce deuces to motherfucking Glock 4s. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now, I went down to see Mama Roy. She cooked me some fucking square of soup. That shit was fucking nasty. I had to steal her fucking pizza bagel. She bopped me in the fucking head. I didn't like it. That wasn't funny. He started fucking laughing. I said, Mama, that ain't funny, man. That fucking hurt. Anyway, what happened was she got me in touch with a friend of hers. They got me in touch with a friend of theirs. They got me in touch with a friend of theirs. So somebody they know. They put me in touch with their cousin, and their cousin put me in touch with their cousin. And then their cousin put me in touch with a friend of theirs. That got me hooked up with a friend of theirs. And what happened was I got the location of the doggone, supposedly the location of the doggone place they're keeping these fucking kids at, man. And I'm telling you, man, it's a shame, man. You know what I mean? Some people was making fun of them because they was midget kids. But it doesn't matter. They're still fucking kids, man. You got to understand that shit. I know they're going to be small when they grow up, and they're going to still look like kids. And if you're married to one and you're an adult and you're fucking them, it might trip you out and you might think it's a kid. But all you got to do now is make sure you get a couple tattoos on them and make sure she keeps herself a hairy bush. And then you won't get confused anymore. All right now, Renick Roy, if you die, then ain't fucking nothing happened. You just fucking dead. You just gonna lose out on everything. You never fucking get your Peter touched again. Never get your Peter sucked again. Never be able to stick your Peter in some good old fucking Granny Johnner. You gotta fucking do this shit. Alright, now you found them fucking kids. They're fucking 10 feet away. You gotta fucking go get them. You do what you gotta fucking do right now. Come on now. Myself. Oh, I'm Redneck Roy.
Thank you very much.
Redneck Roy, I'm fucking grandma, sir. Let's do it.
Redneck Roy, told you to stay away, man. Why you don't listen? Why always nobody listen when somebody tell them something? Well, I tell you what, Redneck Roy. I'm gonna make you listen this time, man. Oh, you gonna listen, Redneck Roy.
You gonna listen real good, my friend.
Hey, man, what kind of fucking accent is that? Because you sound like you're mixed with fucking French and fucking Puerto Rican and Mexican and... French Pedro motherfucker. I tell you what, man. I promise I'll kill you less. I promise I'll let it be a duel between you and me. Before I fucking throw you off the top of this fucking mountain. You got 5 seconds to untame me. Or I'm just gonna take out every single one of you. Rip the tar out of every one of you. Cut all your doggone throats. Redneck Roy. You're a funny guy.
Oh, Redneck Roy, I save you. No way.
Safe, and then we're gonna be, you're all gonna be transported
over to authorities, proper authorities. They're going to be safe. You can trust them. Then my Uncle Barry is going to come see each one of you. He's going to represent you for free, pro bono. That's right. Now, you just make sure you... I'm one of the dudes.
Yeah.